Let's talk about the Christian season of Advent. In Western churches, Christmas Day always falls on 25th of December. In the Eastern Church, Orthodox Church, it is celebrated in early January. Christmas celebrates the birth of Jesus Christ around 2,000 years ago. And Advent is seen as a time of personal preparation, looking back to Christ's birth, celebrating his birth, and with anticipation, looking forward expectantly to his second coming. It begins on the fourth Sunday before Christmas Day. So this year, it is Sunday, November the 27th. In the Anglican Church, Advent is seen as the beginning of the church year. The four traditional Advent themes for the four Advent Sundays are: the first candle represents God's people, the candle of hope. Hope like a light shining in a dark place. The second candle is for the Old Testament prophets, the candle of peace. The third candle represents the ministry of John the Baptist, the candle of love. And the fourth candle is the candle of joy. The fifth candle, which is in the middle of the circle, is the birth of Christ. The flame of this candle reminds us that he is the light of the world. And if we follow him, we will never walk in darkness, but have the true light of life. The Advent wreath is universally recognized as a symbol of Advent. The wreath is made of a circle of evergreen branches laid flat to symbolize eternal life. Four candles stand in the middle of the circle and represent the four Sundays leading up to Christmas. In the center of the circle is the white candle, which represents Christ and is lit on Christmas Day. These candles represent the light of God coming into the world through his Son, Jesus the Christ. While progressing through the symbolism, it should be noted that there are some paradoxes that are embedded in the Christian celebration of the Christmas season. Today, I'll note the first of what seems to me to be paradoxes. In the following weeks, I'll mention others, some obvious, some not so obvious. But let me suggest that all are wrapped up in our current practice of Christmas. First candle, the candle of hope. The first paradox is the word Advent itself. Latin adventus is a translation of the Greek word parousia, commonly used in reference to the second coming of Christ. Christians believe that the season of Advent serves as a reminder both of the original waiting that was done by the Hebrews for the birth of the Messiah, as well as the waiting for Christians for Christmas for Christ's return. Now, a celebration of birth normally occurs after a birth. The looking forward and the expectation is the foundation of hope for a future event. What about the second coming? So it was for the first time. Dietrich Bonhoeffer puts it in perspective, and I quote, "Celebrating Advent means learning how to wait. Those who learn to wait are uneasy about their way of life, but yet have seen a vision of greatness in the world, of the future, and are patiently expecting its fulfillment. The true celebration of Advent is possible only to those who are troubled in soul, who know themselves to be poor and imperfect and look forward to something greater to come. For these, it is enough to wait in humble fear until the Holy One himself comes down to us, God in a child in the manger," and, unquote, Dietrich Bonhoeffer. When the dust settles from Christmas Day, most of us say, "Thank goodness that's over," when in fact, the celebration of birth should just be beginning. The traditional period of Christmas time was the 12 days from Christmas to January 6th. The final day is referred to as the Epiphany. But this candle is about hope. So let's review what the scripture has to say. For Peter, 1 Peter 1:13, therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you in the revelation of Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 1:3, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1:18, having the eyes of your heart enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which you were called, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints. Hebrews 10:23, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who has promised is faithful. Isaiah 40:31, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. And finally, there's Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. My hope for you this season is to have a blessed, Jesus-filled Christmas season. Good day.